Back in my radio sales days, I did something many others in sales actually fear doing. It's referred to as cold calling. Instead of making an appointment with a retail business, for example, their owner, their manager, I would just walk in, make my sales pitch. Now, it wouldn't be my actual first time in that business. I'd go in ahead of time, look around, get some ideas to incorporate into what I was going to be saying. Would every cold call result in a sale that first visit? No, but it did create a contact one step faster than calling ahead to at least try to get an appointment. So that's when the second part of sales had to kick in. Keep asking. It's what you need to do because the prospective client doesn't always believe they're ready, or maybe you're asking for the wrong thing in the wrong way. Same is true when you pray. How often have you prayed for relief or guidance, escape, restoration? You hear or see no answer. Well, at least as far as you could tell. James tells us in James chapter 4, verse 3, you ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. How about if we go back to prayer 101 as taught by Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount, which Matthew writes about in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. Verse 10 is what gives you the foundation of prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's what God sees you worthy of and ready to receive, not what you want yesterday, today, or tomorrow. Move forward to verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Is today the day you're seen as being ready to receive what you've been praying for? Only God decides that. If not, just like in sales, keep asking. Prayer doesn't need to be a long monologue either. As Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they'll be heard for their many words. If all you're doing is talking, how can you hear when God answers? This is why Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Every person's life and spiritual needs are certainly their own, yet what Jesus teaches about prayer in his Sermon on the Mount applies to all. Same is true with what Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing.